Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get into the cover, too... I'll wait for that one. Stick to the content. Jim Harbaugh said he thinks that Justin Herbert is one of the best all time. I'm not sure if we're there, but Justin Herbert's definitely had a better year this year with Jim Harbaugh. He's a weird guy.
Is he, or is it an act?
I don't think it's an act.
Yeah.
I really don't. And I think that because I've known this guy in my life. I know the type of personality that Jim Harbaugh is. And Jim Harbaugh, for those of you that have never worked in a restaurant, Mac, I know you have. When you work in a restaurant, there is a general manager, and then there's like 3 other service managers. Normally one of them is the server that's trying to get into the restaurant industry in that sort of field and like, you know, wherever. And then the other two are kind of your two that kind of battle for power of like, who's the first to get called from the GM. Jim Harbaugh is one of those managers, and I should elaborate more. One of those managers out of those 3 is where everybody gravitates to, whether it's because their youth is closer, whether it's because they just are hip, they're cool, they're nice. Because in a restaurant, you work with managers, like in the NFL, you work with coaches that, like, no matter what, they're just angry. Like, they're throwing their headset down or they're saying stuff, and it's like, you know, you're Matheny-type guys. They're militaristic. Militaristic,
yeah,
tough
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
And so you have that, and people are like, oh, gosh, up. Oh, Brian's getting mad again. I'm not going to go ask if I can get a side of toast. But then there's like, you know, there's the other ones where you're like, oh man, Seth, this guy's awesome. You know, this guy, Ricky, he really gets me. You know, he's the guy that like I can go talk to. We can have a sports conversation. I can be like, hey, did you see the chick at table 44? You know, stuff like that, you know, right. Whatever. And they're cool with that. And people buy into that and they want to work for that. That's Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, I think that's in any business, though, right? Like,
exactly.
You know, like there are certain bosses that you have right. Over the years
people
that
in sales, that you'll go down and you're like, I can talk to that person yeah. And I can get what they're doing.
Yeah, there are certain people that you just always avoid. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine like Andy Reid's a guy you want to go hang out with. I imagine Harbaugh's probably a guy that, you know, because he played the game, probably has the ability to resonate with his players maybe a little bit more than a guy who's never played the game that's kind of coming in there right. And has small man's disease. Todd Haley. And I don't mean that as a shot, but I mean
yeah,
like, well, but a little bit yes and no, but like Todd Haley could have had success had he done it the right way, right? You don't have to play the game to understand the game and to coach the game. To be a good coach, you have to understand how to manage people. And that goes with any job. Any manager in any walk of life has to know how to manage people. And if you don't know how to manage people and put people in the position to be successful and then love up your people that you put in those places, you're going to fail as a manager. And yeah. The other thing that's important as a coach or a manager, and this is where Todd Haley, I would tell him to his face if he were sitting here, you messed up by just not allowing other people to get the credit. And who cares who gets the credit? Mm-hmm. You're the CEO of the company. Lift everybody else up. Let them get the credit. Cash your bonus check and call it a day. But there are some people that just can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Harbaugh does seem to be like the guy that's going to promote others. Andy Reid promotes everybody else except himself, right? It's always about everybody else.
And what do you see former athletes do with Andy Reid? They
love
run
him.
Over and give him a hug.
Give him a big hug because Andy Reid's And you can tell because anytime anybody asks Andy Reid to reflect on anything that he's ever done, he never wants to. He doesn't want to sit there and pontificate about himself. I'll do it for him. Mitch will do it for him. We'll talk about Andy Reid all day and how great he is. You ask Andy Reid how great he is, he goes, I've had good players. I've had good GMs. I've had good assistant coaches. It's all about somebody else. And that's who you want to work for and play for and be around because they're not in it for themselves. They're in it to make everybody else better. And that's the first thing that has to happen if you're going to be a successful leader. It's not about me. It's about we, and it's about you guys. And I'll put you in position to be successful, and you guys can have all the credit, and I'll take all the blame.
You know, John really does this too with Lamar, makes Lamar feel like he is the best thing since sliced bread.
Who did he learn from?
Andy Reid. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. No, and I think it, with Jim, I mean, he does the same thing with Justin Herbert. I mean, he just invigorates confidence and invokes this pride and this sort of knowledge that he's good. And I think that's fantastic. I think Harbaugh's great. I'm all in.
Go ahead.
No, you finish.
Ask you this. Is this the best we've ever seen Justin Herbert play?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. Sure. I think that's fair to say. Yeah.
Where was Quentin Johnson last year?
Exactly.
The Chargers are basically... I mean, I know that McConkley's been a good addition.
He's been nice.
Fantastic. Right? Yeah, J.K. Really, Dobbins has been a good addition, right?
Great addition.
Got rid of Eckler, brought in Dobbins. Yeah.
They got rid of their three yards leaders last season.
And turned it into, what, another 7-3?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? You're right about the way he's treating Herbert, Mac, because I saw this quote yesterday. I'm like, this guy's an idiot. But you know what? He's not doing it for my pleasure.
No.
He's doing it for her pleasure, right? Or his pleasure or somebody else's pleasure, right?
Is
it doesn't matter.
Bag of the condoms
I think that was like, yeah.
Rid like for that. Her pleasure.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, it's for Herbert's pleasure.
Herbert's pleasure. Yeah. See what we did there? How that ended up.
We just combined Wayne's World, condoms, Herbert, and Harbaugh. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, exactly.
On a Friday.
You get it on a Friday? Because sometimes we don't. What? Tuesday.
Tuesday. Locked, got, and ready to rock.
What did he say?
Yeah, you heard him. But he said the other day that he thinks Justin Herbert is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
I mean, that's tough.
Okay, let that sink in for a second. He's not.
But
you know what? If you went into your boss's office, no matter what you do, and he goes, man, I think you're the best insurance salesman we've ever had at this company. How are you feeling?
Awesome.
Right?
Pretty positive.
Right. You're feeling great.
Especially if that guy's saying it.
Yeah. Right? And Harbaugh's been around. He's seen a lot of guys. It builds the confidence in your players, man. Like, it rejuvenates them. It gets them moving through, like, week 11, week 12. It's starting to become the dog days. And my coach is out here telling people I'm one of the best of all time. Damn, he must really like what I'm doing.
He's
it
like a
makes
cult
you
leader.
Feel good. Yeah, he is, right?
Yeah, that's true.
But everybody drinks the Kool-Aid, dude. Like, and everybody's all in.
But that's what a leader's all about. Prop your people up, man. Invest in your people. Love up your people. And when you do that, they'll perform for you. And look at the way that this team is performing right now. And you know what? Have self-esteem, which John Harbaugh and Jim Harbaugh both have self-esteem. They don't care, man. They do not care about anything. And you have to have that when you're a head football coach.
Yeah. So if you want to have great sex with your wife, really pump her up in front of a crowd. You know who the most beautiful woman is in the world?
That's right.
This woman. You know who does everything perfect? This woman.
That's right.
I am going to give it to you so great tonight.
I texted my wife something like that this morning. It's really weird you bring that up, though. I'm driving to work this morning.
God, you sleep like an angel.
I'm driving to work this morning.
Your morning
like,
breath smells great.
I got emotional thinking about what like a great mother she was this morning.
That's good.
Right?
That's nice.
And so I text her. I said, I got a little emotional just driving to work today thinking about what a great mother you are.
That's sweet.
And I wasn't doing that for anything ancillary, but you know, you tell somebody they're doing good and it makes them feel better, you know? And she's always, you know, moms and daughters, they don't always get along per se, right? And there's been a little of that going on. And so like she goes, I wish the kids would realize that I'm a good mother. I go, they will eventually.
They will eventually realize
how good a mom you are.
Yep.
But when you prop somebody up, it makes them feel better about themselves and you're going to get the most out of them. Have you ever worked for a boss that just sucked besides Spectre? And I kid.
Oh, I'm kidding. He's definitely in his car.
Because the guy that was here a couple before him, it was all negative.
RM?
Everything was negative. Everything was, why did you do this wrong? Why did you do that wrong? And I had a boss previous to him that it was all negative all the time. And when that's all that you hear, you don't feel any sense of self-worth. You feel like you suck and you're the problem.
The key narrative is whatever you hear more of is what you think you become. If you hear negative, you become negative. You become hear more negative. Positive, you're like, you know what? That's all right.
You become positive. You start to believe what people are telling you. Like, that. Go back to the Matheny thing. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're pressurizing these guys every single day and getting, they're never going to be any good.
Right.
But if somebody goes 0-for-3 and you put your arm around them and go, eh, you know what I did one time? I struck out 4 times. Oh, my God, it was terrible. You're fine. Don't worry about it. Where do you think you're going to get more out of your players? So what Harbaugh's doing, saying, he may be drunk by saying he's one of the greatest of all time, but his guys are going to play for them, for him, and his guys are going to go to the extra mile for him. That's what leadership is about. And all too often in sports and in life, people forget what leadership is about. It's about building people up, not breaking them down.
It's like what we say at the end of the show every day. You know who's got a really, really good sports show who I think really has a lot of good knowledge? Kay Adams. I mean, she's just great. She does a really good job in sports. I mean, really great job.
Yeah.
She sticks to her hometown team of Cincinnati. She went to Mizzou. She does a really good job at sports. Kind of like we do a really good job of the cover two.
Nice.
If worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
That's not AI, dude.
What was that?
Whoa, check it out, dude.
Like, what?
Oh, my gosh. Also, if you want something fun to watch to take your mind off stress, go watch Shane Gillis impersonate Guy Fieri. Hilarious. He's his thing is he's a Guy Fieri, but with PTSD.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's fantastic. Whoa, crazy fan. Anyways, we get to our cover two. I can take the front seat if you guys want. My cover two this weekend is we were just transitioning from the Harbaughs. It's the Harbaugh Bowl, man.
Yeah.
Not because they're coaching, but because who's who? Or whom's? You know what? They are who they say they are. Who, is it Lamar Jackson this year? Or is it Justin Herbert? Straight up honest conversation. Who do you want at quarterback this season after this game? You want Justin Herbert leading your team? Or do you want Lamar Jackson leading your team? That's the first part of who's who. The other part is a team thing. Ravens, Chargers. Who's the better team? Who's the team that you want to see be a bigger threat in the AFC? The Ravens just lost to Pittsburgh. We saw that win to Pittsburgh on a short week going to Cleveland. They lose. Can the Ravens rebound? Can they be that team that everyone thought they were? Oh, they lost by a toe. They had a hiccup against the Raiders. Did we forget they started 0-2 this season? Because maybe that was the foreshadowing of what the Ravens were.
No. They're the best team in the NFL, and they're not going
to
lose.
According to some. Yeah. But now, they got to try to be the best team in their division before they can be the best team in the NFL. And this is one of those games. I'm not high yet. I'm not drunk yet. I'm not crazy. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
But this is one of those games where, like, we're having that conversation. The Harbaugh Bowl is the main piece of the table. But the little bit of the appetizers are: is it Herbert? Is it Lamar? And you can sit there, roll your eyes, Dusty. You're crazy. I'm not. Go look up their numbers. Look at who's the better team: the Ravens or the Chargers? That's one to cover two. The other one: Arizona, Seattle. This is a division, like, kind of a good division game. Geno Smith and Kyler Murray at the beginning of the season, when you thought about that, was like, seriously, you're going to talk about this on November 22nd? Yeah. Is that what date it is? Yeah. No, but you are, because Kyler Murray's in the conversation for an MVP. Arizona's got to prove to everybody they can win. Seattle just beat San Francisco last weekend in dramatic fashion. Geno Smith has not been written off yet, may never be written off again. Waiting for the haters
that
to write back.
That was Kling's guy. That's he wanted right. Geno.
West Virginia, baby. Could have gone to the Chiefs. Thank
12
God he
years
didn't.
Later, he arrived.
Yeah.
Way to go, Josh.
12 years later, here I am. But again, this is one of those games. Like, this could be one of those Wild Wild West shootouts, no pun intended, but it could be. Kyler Murray still trying to prove that he can be the MVP. Your guy, Junior, could continue to be the number one wide receiver on this roster, who he is, and could be a big threat later on in the future. Plus Seattle, right? DK, Lockett, Geno, Kenny Walker, all these good names that are coming up in the NFL. That's why these two teams are good. My cover two, Chargers and Ravens, Seattle, Arizona, Monday Night Football for the Harbaugh Bowl, 3:00 for the Arizona-Seattle game.
Mac, you want to go?
Yeah, I'll start. 49ers and Packers is my first one of my cover two. Legendary, historic game, obviously.
So, is that at Lambeau this week, right?
I believe that is, yes. This is
more
in Lambeau,
snow?
325. Yeah,
did you
probably
see what it
looked
like at Lambeau last night?
That's what I'm saying. Are we getting more snow?
More snow, baby.
Rip for her
Tom
pleasure.
Brady's hair is going to get out of whack with that snow, and his face may freeze.
It's already frozen.
Oh, that's true. My bad.
Both these teams are on the ropes right now. I think especially San Francisco. You're like, well, Green Bay, you've been talking about them in your max pack. They're 7-3. Yeah, but they haven't really looked great. And I said it this week in Max Pack, they don't do anything great. I'm waiting for this Packers team to just kind of figure it out and click. 49ers, you know, up that all by, you know, times two.
Who's playing quarterback for the 49ers this weekend?
What do you mean?
Brock Purdy's hurt. There was a talk yesterday. They don't know. Every Thursday, the 49ers starting quarterback speaks to the media. Nobody spoke yesterday.
I bet it's Purdy.
I bet it's Purdy. Who's
is
the second
Mullins
string?
Their backup? Nate Mullins, is that their guy? Is he still in the league?
Brandon Allen and Josh Dobbs, they list him as the third string. Who's Brandon Allen?
Remember when everybody thought Dobbs was going to be good?
No.
He went to Minnesota. Was that Minnesota?
Oh, Minnesota. Yeah,
he had a little run there.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Like, oh, this guy's career is going to take off.
He had a half of a game, I think, yeah, right?
He legitimately played really well for like 6 weeks on Arizona and Minnesota because he went to Arizona.
That's right. He played for Arizona and Minnesota like the same week
Yeah, it was the same season.
And now he's the third string.
That's interesting. But yeah, time running out for San Francisco. If they drop to 5-6, I think panic time will ensue for San Francisco. And it'll be like, okay, you have your all pros back. Christian McCaffrey's there.
Oh, my Where tough is Tuesday it? For Mr. Shanahan. Kind of.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Coming to fruition.
Yeah, I know. See. I've been telling you for Shanahan for a while now. Like, sometimes it just doesn't work. Like Andy in Philly, right? It was just over.
If he misses the playoffs, does he have to ditch the look?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. I don't think so, no. But if he misses the playoffs and they decide to fire him, he'll be hired like 30 seconds later.
He'll be the number one spot. But Cincinnati will be pining.
Andy Reid, you know, change of scenery.
They
sometimes
take him over old boy in Detroit?
Oh, God, yes.
He's been to two Super Bowls.
Yeah, proven head coach versus guy who we really don't know much about yet as a head coach, right?
That's good. They can go play Patrick Mahomes once a year.
Not to mention Kyle's dad is a proven head coach. I mean, it's just in the blood.
The rat.
For the Niners, Bills, Bears, Rams, and Dolphins and Lions are their next five games. Big game here for San Francisco. And then others, Jaden Daniels. I know they got the Cowboys, but Jaden Daniels, Cliff Kingsbury, everyone, you know, got on your boy about Kyler and Call of Duty about the second half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of, you know, charts are now showing and advanced analytics are showing that really it's Cliff Kingsbury who gets worse in the second half of the season. And we've seen that in the Commanders offense. We've seen that in Jaden Daniels' performance. My antennas are up. I want to see if he can kind of figure this out and get this right back on track.
So what you're saying is, and what they're saying is, and I apologize, but I want to clarify this.
Yeah.
Cliff Kingsbury doesn't know how to adjust to adjustments.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yep, he's got a good off-season game plan, and once everyone figures it out mid-season, it's like, oh, wait, I don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing that with Jaden Daniels. He's got to figure that out, got to adjust, because there are 7 weeks left in the season. Your guy Bo Nix is playing pretty well. Jaden Daniels, everyone wants to think he's got it locked up. It's a long season left.
A lot of football left. And so my cover two starts out simply Tampa versus the Giants. Number one, Mike Evans is back.
Yeah.
He's 700 yards away with seven games to go, roughly, to get 1,000 yards.
Would that be 15 consecutive seasons
or something like that? Yeah. I don't know. Like, I was watching the draft the year he was drafted, and it was about, like, his uncle, and there was a murder or a suicide or something that took place, and, like, all his background, and I'm like, I love this guy. Like, I fell in love with Mike Evans on draft night, and so I've always been a fan of this guy, right?
You know who his college quarterback was?
Yeah, Johnny Manziel. Yeah.
So who was really the Heisman that year? Yeah, was it Johnny or was it Mike?
Was it Mike Evans? Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely. Sometime we'll get former KU coach David Beatty on the show because he was Manziel's quarterback and wide receiver coach with those two guys down at Texas A&M.
Yes.
And he's like, I'll come on and tell stories about, you know, those guys. So someday we'll set that up because I would love to hear some of that. So Mike Evans, just a guy that I've always rooted for. Plus, obviously, DeVito is starting. If the Giants win and he plays well, people are going to be pissed.
in New York. Why don't we start DeVito from day one?
Don't they always rally behind the quarterback?
Usually they do. Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
So hopefully that does happen.
We'll see, right? We'll see if they rally behind DeVito. And then the other one for me is Raiders versus Broncos, because this week I was reading some stuff out of Denver about the Broncos, and they understand about the playoff conversation that's taking place right now, right? They're in the playoffs. They understand what the scenarios are and all that kind of stuff. You have an opportunity this week to enact on that. You have an opportunity to keep a losing team losing in the Raiders. Will you do that? Or is Denver going to buy into their own hype and all of a sudden think they've arrived and just throw their hats out on the field because they're playing a bad team like the Raiders? Plus, it's another week for Bo Nix to solidify that Rookie of the Year award.
There you go.
We'll have different games this week. It's a good slate.
Yeah, that is really good slate. Also, I didn't know from the text line that Josh Jobs' nickname was Pastronaut. That's awesome.
I mean, it's pretty great.
That's great. It's fantastic.
Mm.
Go Vols.
Go Vols.
Where are they going?
Nowhere.
Going to the playoffs.
For now.
Is T. Martin still the quarterback there?
I did see a thing on Twitter, the Adam Schefter, because he can't let anybody else do their own announcements. And I wonder if he was getting busy while he announced this. Jason Kelce, back in the forefront of the news and the TV, is becoming a quarterback of late-night sports entertainment TV. Jason Kelce will have a new show. They will call it Late Night with Jason Kelce.
Oh!
That will air 5 consecutive Friday nights, beginning January 3rd and throughout the NFL playoffs. So a playoff-driven show on Friday nights, Late Nights with Jason Kelce. Any chance you watch that?
I will see highlights on social media, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean,
Friday night, and not really like pining to get to my TV to be like, oh, Jason Kelce shows on.
I just think Friday night sucks for TV night.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Like if I'm there and it's on, yeah, sure, but I'm not seeking it
out. You're not seeking it out now.
Oh.
Is there anything you truly are seeking out anymore other than a Chiefs game?
If I'm home and it's Saturday Night Live. Because I'll be like, oh, it's 10:30.
If you're home.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I'm home, but I'm hardly ever home on Saturday nights. And if I
look
am,
at
it's
this guy. I'm never home on Saturday.
Well, I'm out with friends. I'm out with friends' houses or out at a bar or something like that. It's Saturday night, man. Like Monday through Thursday, I'm on lockdown. Mm-hmm. I got to be up early. I can't really do a whole lot of stuff like I used to, and I got to stay focused. Friday night, Saturday night, it's like it's taking the leash off.
I believe that.
Yeah, it's like. What are you going to do Friday? Start drinking at noon.
Yeah, not be at the TV to watch a late night TV show.
Yeah.
That's why I think they play Friday night games and stuff. Nobody's really paying attention on a Friday night.